be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to the ASN Coaches Show on this beautiful Saturday morning alongside Liam Davis. I'm Michael Hooker. So getting things started here, me and Liam in this first segment, we are going to be talking about kind of a recap of this past week here at Pendleton Heights with all sports. First off, we're going to start with boys soccer. Their last game was against Hamilton Heights on Thursday. They went on to win 9-1. Very dominant win for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Grayson Hoovermail led the way with goals with three, and then Dylan Johns and Tyler Coons both had two. So, Liam, what did you really see out of the boys' soccer team that night?
Well, they really showed some dominance, and they look like they could go far, especially in, like, sectionals. Hopefully make it to semi-state. And they really showed that they can play against anybody.
Yeah, I mean, this Pendleton Heights soccer team, one of the players on the soccer team is actually the place kicker for the football team, Wyatt DeBertrand. He said that he's pretty confident in this team this year. They have a lot of returning guys from the team last year, and they're pretty confident that they can make a good run, make a deep run in the playoffs, and probably win the sectional. They said some teams got moved around in sectionals to where it made their chances easier because they had, I think, Noblesville in their sectional, and Noblesville is like the top team in the state for boys soccer. So it was kind of hard for them to win a sectional. So now it's going to be easier for them. There's a lot of confidence, a lot of energy out of this team. Obviously, we saw them win 9-1 over Hamilton Heights. But next, we're going to go on to the girls' volleyball team. They had two matches last week, one on Wednesday. They had that was at home against Anderson. They won the match 3-0. Carmen Horn led the team with 10 kills. And on Thursday, they traveled to Westfield to play a very good Lady Shamrock team. But they would go on to lose 0-3. It's kind of a tough week for the girls' volleyball team. Started off great with a win, but can't win them all. Obviously, they played a very tough Westfield team. So, Liam, from the volleyball team, just looking at the week, how do you think they did?
So against Anderson, they won 3-0. That was kind of expected because our volleyball team is pretty good. We had a lot of players return. And against Westfield, Westfield's one of the best players, or one of the best teams in the state. So, and we almost made a comeback in the third match thing. We lost 25-22. And we could have made a comeback, but not far enough.
Yeah, and then moving on to the girls' soccer team. On Wednesday, they had a match against Noblesville. Noblesville in girls' soccer is also one of the top programs in the state. They lost the match 0-6, which going into that game, Pendleton Heights was kind of the underdog. So really, Liam, this girls' soccer team, what did you see from them last week?
Well, they had a lot of new players. Most of their starters were in a senior class last year, so they lost most of their players. And against Noblesville in your first match, that's one of the best teams in the state. It's not really expected, but you got to expect them to not do their best since it's most of their first time playing varsity and playing against that high caliber of a team. It's just hard to go right into it.
Yeah, it is very hard to get things started against a high-caliber team. Same thing for the boys' soccer team whenever they play Noblesville. It's just kind of hard for them to get things started. Noblesville is very good defensively, very good at attacking. So it's hard to play a team like that. But now we're going to talk a little bit about the football game last night. Obviously, Pendleton Heights traveled to Lebanon. It was a close game. 48-40 was our final score. Pendleton Heights falling to the Lebanon Tigers. I nearly went to overtime. Last-second onside kick by Wyatt DeBertrand, recovered by Jacob Rowley. Very exciting moment. We get the ball back, and then we fell short, couldn't get the first down. But, you know, looking at that game, it was a really good game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you love to see that from any high school football game. High scoring. offenses trying to go back and forth, one team working from behind, trying to make that comeback. So really, you know, with everything that you saw last night, Liam, from that game, what's your take on it?
Well, Colton Frank showed some promises in the passing game. Since last year, we ran the ball a lot, and now we have a quarterback that can throw far, pretty accurate. So maybe Coach Richmond can dial in some more passing plays into the offense since our star running back just got hurt last week.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights has kind of been hit with the injury bug this past offseason. So some players stepping up to the occasion last night. A few sophomore receivers, Lone Beal, one to mention, had some great catches and a couple touchdowns. C.J. Meacham, Byron Boers, making plays all night. And then obviously senior Nate DeRolf out there making some catches, had, I believe, a touchdown, maybe two.
I think he had two touchdowns.
Yeah, I think he had two. Had a very, very solid game for his senior year season opener. And then Jacob Riley, even in the passing game, playing both ways, looking like he was just full go the entire game after playing offense, having to, you know, come out for if we had to punt it away or if we scored, get out there on kickoff, go, and then stay out there for defense. I mean, he looked really solid, had some great catches, nearly had a touchdown, was caught around the 5-yard line, but, you know, passing game looked very strong. And then even in the running game, even though Keaton Jones went down, Talon Foster stepped up, took some carries. Jack Flynn stepped up, took a couple carries there towards the end. Garrett Peterson, not many carries because he's usually playing nose for the defense. But when he got in there, I think he had a touchdown. He had a 2-point conversion, had a good run on a third and one to get a first down and like 15 extra yards. So really, Pendleton Heights' run game still looks strong.
Yeah.
And that's one thing you can't take away from Pendleton Heights, is that they're going to run the ball some.
Yeah, and Colton Frank also showed some high playing rushing defense. Rushing.
You're fine. But no, Colton Frank did look really good on the ground as well as through the air. I think he had a 20-plus yard run at one point.
Yeah, it was like 25-plus.
Yeah, from a quarterback who's not really known for his rushing, like our quarterback last year was, Colton Frank can move. He can get moving, but also he can throw that ball, and that's what you love to see from your quarterback, because he's not afraid to, you know, tuck it and run when he needs to. And I think that's really what Coach Frazier has worked with Colton, is don't be afraid to just tuck it and run. We know you can throw it pretty well, but, you know, sometimes it's not there. Don't try to force it. Just take off and run. And overall, I think from Pendleton Heights, there's some things you need to – there's good things to take away from this, but there's also some things you need to work on. And I think we'll definitely address it in this next week before we play Anderson. But that will do it for me and Liam this first segment. But don't go anywhere, because coming up next for this next segment will be the head coach of the varsity football team, Coach Richmond. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Citizen State Bank. Personal and business loans and investing services. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just joining us alongside Liam Davis, I'm Michael Hooker, as we are now joined here by the head coach of the varsity football team, Coach Richmond. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, so getting things started here with this first segment, we are going to be recapping kind of this past week for you guys and the game last night. So the first question here is, you guys had to make that long haul to Lebanon, about an hour drive from Pendleton Heights. Played them in a very, very close game, 48-40. What was your kind of thoughts on maybe how your team performed there at the start of the game after that long drive?
Well, I couldn't be more happy with how we came out. You know, I mean, we were half an hour late. Our bus drivers do a great job. You know, we had a little delay. You know, they got tough situation. You know, they run a route and then they're changing buses, and I mean, we left a half an hour later than ideally we'd like. So, you know, at the same time, you know, we didn't allow that to be a negative. You know, they got us there. There were some construction issues on the way too, and you know, it's one of those things. I thought the kids did a good job, players did a good job locking in, staying focused, and then you know, we got the ball we scored on the first drive. That was a point of emphasis all week. You know, I mean, last week we sat and talked after the scrimmage about how we had a slow start, and we've got to be better, and especially on a road game. You know, you want to go over and you want to set the tone. They had a great crowd, great atmosphere. So did we. We traveled well with all the distance, but it was nice to go out and get that done.
Yeah, and then next question here. Obviously, throughout the roster, we had some different guys getting their first varsity start or some varsity action of their career. So what did you really see out of those players stepping up in their first Friday Night Lights for the season?
Well, a lot of growth and a long way to go. And that's for the veterans, too. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we want a better result than what we got, and I feel we can achieve that. You know, I believe in these guys. You know, we work awful hard, and you know, just because you work hard doesn't entitle you to anything. You've got to go and you've got to execute, and you know, a lot of things right now is between our ears and what we believe, what we think. For some guys, that starts with themselves. You know, do they have the humility to be coached? Do they have the humility to understand they weren't perfect? Do they have the humility to realize that they're replaceable? We all are. I mean, there's gonna be a football game Friday, whether I'm here or not, you know? I mean, that's the head coach saying that. So if I'm saying that, then every player should know that. And that's not personal, that's the way it goes. You have to do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Some of our kids lack discipline, and that's not that they're bad kids. They don't do what they're supposed to do, what they're coached to do when they're supposed to do it. They maybe got anxious, maybe, you know, they're kids. Maybe they were pressing too much. Maybe they have too much on their plate. Maybe they're thinking too much. So I know this, though. I know our kids care. I know they want to do well. And I know generally what we emphasize during the week, we achieve. We improve on. You could see that from the penalties and the lack of penalties this past week. You can look at that in our opening drive. And you look at that in some other areas throughout the game. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of positives. I thought Colton Frank came out, led the offense very, very well. Keaton Jones was Keaton Jones. Man, is he electric, you know? And the O-line gave him a chance to be, you know? Those guys, you know, did a really good job up front in some tough situations. They did some things defensively that, you know, we were prepared for, but we did not expect them to do as much of. So, and then I thought the receivers answered the call and blocked a lot better up front. You know, definitely still some growth, and they made plays. I mean, we had, I think, 9 different guys touch the ball last night, you know? So that's pretty outstanding, spreading the ball around like that.
And speaking of Colton Frank, how did you feel about his passing offense and his ability to run the ball?
Yeah, I mean, he took what they gave him. I think he's got to continue to be consistent, you know. You know, we had a big 3rd and 9 late in the game there. We had to punt. He checked down. They were too high. They beat us. You know, sometimes the other coach makes a really good call and their kids execute. And, you know, what he didn't do was throw an interception. You know, what we didn't do on offense is turn the ball over. You know, I thought Joel Weaver did a heck of a job punting too. I mean, freshman out there, man, he had some guts. I was really proud of him. And you know, the guys up in front of him definitely helped that. You know, I thought Nico did a good job leading that group too. So, but with all that said, you know, Colton's our leader. You know, we tell him, you know, we're going to go where you take us. He put us in some good spots last night. You know, we went on a 95-yard drive. You know, he had, I don't know his stats yet. We're still going back through, compiling those. But he had a 40-yard run on a zone read, which, you know, was just an outstanding read. I mean, you know, we tell quarterbacks all the time, you got the green light, make the read. If you've got the run, take it. And he sure did. And he got us, we were backed up, and he got us out of that hole simply by doing what he was supposed to do, you know? And that's, everybody has that ability on special teams, on offense and on defense. If you just do what you're supposed to do, you know, he doesn't let people label him. Like, he's got a great arm. So is he a pocket passer? Is he a dual threat quarterback? You know, that's lunchroom talk, right? You know, that's what you guys are, you know, get to do in here, sports radio, right? I mean, what is he? Well, he decides what he is. And I think the more our players decide what they are going to be in that situation by being disciplined, then the sky's the limit. And I was really proud of him, though. And that was a good play. But, your rules will set you free. That sounds like something a coach would say, but it's never more true. And they can also debilitate you if you don't follow them. And that's what happened in some situations in other parts of the game, in all three phases. So.
And Nate DeRolf, he had a great game receiving last night with two touchdowns and a whole lot of receiving yards. How do you think the rest of the season will go with the receiving?
You got to pay the bills. You know, Coach Joyce talks about getting paid. That's a, you know, something that the receivers talk about, you know. Rent's due every day for everybody. But that is never more true than for the receivers. So, you know, he hasn't reached his potential yet. You know, he was hurt this week and last week, banged up. I thought he showed a lot of guts playing through some things there, a lot of toughness. And, you know, he's a big part of what we do. You know, we need him healthy. We need him 100%. You know, I was proud of how he played, though, you know. And he showed a lot of humility, too, because, you know, accountability-wise, he didn't start because he didn't practice the full week, you know. And that wasn't a punishment. That was consistency. You know, there were other guys in that same boat. So, but I was proud of him. You know, he went out and made plays. He made some improvements on going up and getting the ball instead of waiting for it sometimes. And, you know, it is blocking things like that. You know, I thought Jacob Rowley on the other side, man, he made some plays too, you know. And then we had three sophomores step up and step in. Jackson Grile was out with pneumonia. And, you know, you got C.J. Mitchum and Byron Voris and Lowen Beal that came in and made some plays too. So,
yeah, now speaking a little bit on Lowen Beal, this might be our last question here of the segment. Lowen Beal, you mentioned there, stepping up as a sophomore, had a really good game. I believe had a couple touchdowns, a lot of catches, a lot of yards. What did you really see out of him and what you can build with him throughout the coming years?
Well, he's going to hate me for this, but I saw him cramp, so we got to hydrate a little bit more, you know what I mean? But I thought he showed a lot of guts and stepped up and played hard. He had a killer block on Jacob's long run. He's saying black jersey right now if he's listening. But, you know, Coach Joyce and those guys take a lot of pride in that, as you know. And the stage wasn't too big. Obviously, there's plays I'm sure he would tell you he left out there that he wished he could have back. But he did what he was supposed to do, and obviously Colton trusts those guys, and he's gonna throw it to who's open. You know, Byron had a couple catches. He had a scramble catch. I think all those guys really played well together. You know, consistency is gonna be the key, because the scheme they ran is gonna be different than this week and then the following week, and so we've just got to focus on ourselves and keep getting better and better, and trust our coaching and trust our teammates, and sky's the limit.
All right, well, that will do it for this segment. Thank you so much for joining us here for this segment. But we have another segment with Coach Richard coming up next, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Twister Soda Bar. With two locations at State Road 67 and Angle Road across from Pendleton Heights. And 9704 West Smith Street in Yorktown. Phone number is 317-252-3454. Online at twistersodabar.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Anita's Diner, a small town restaurant located at 777 East Water Street and State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-0001.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show, where we are joined for our second segment here with the head coach of the varsity football team, Coach Richmond, as we're now going to be looking ahead to this next week. So, Coach Richmond, next week you guys have your home opener against the Anderson Indians. So what are you really hoping to see from the home crowd going into this next week?
Oh, well, it'll be youth night, PJFL. You know, they're getting going here in about 30 minutes for today, or actually there's teams down there now. And so we've got just a great thing going with our youth program, and it'll be middle school recruit night too. So we've got a great thing going with our middle school. Saw a lot of positives out of them this week against Yorktown. And, you know, just it's just going to be nice to get out here and get in front of a friendly crowd, you know. And, you know, I'm real proud to be a part of something like this that reflects on our community. I think our community is outstanding. I'm very proud to live here. It's one of those things that I hope they're proud of their football program and what we stand for and how we go about things. So,
yeah, and Anderson, I consider kind of a backyard rival for Pendleton Heights, as it's just about 15, 20 minutes down the road from the high school. So what do you really like to see when your boys play Anderson each year?
Just the effort. You know, I mean, for me, I told the team this last night, and, you know, it's hard. You know, lost my parents, both of them, in the last year, and I'm not going to talk too much about that, but something I shared with the team last night, something my dad always talked to me about, was, you know, your effort and your toughness and your class are what really defines you. That's your character. And so as a football player, to me, those are the three things that I really, really hope our team resembles. So I don't care if we're playing the Colts this week. That's what I want to see more of. I want to see more effort. I want to see more toughness, and I want to see us with more class. Our emotions in some spots got the better of us. I think that's about the most disappointing thing I saw last night, was guys kind of letting their emotions get to them a little bit, and their behavior at times. You know, we didn't have any 15-yarders or anything, but we got to be better, and we will be better, because we're going to play football a certain way here. And we're going to behave a certain way here. And that's something that I don't take for granted. It's bigger than all of us. And so when we play Anderson, it is. We have a schedule change next year, so we won't play them next year. So this is the last time we might play them for a while. I don't know. So we want to make sure we take care of business, you know. And if nothing else, you know, we got to get better this week for the big picture. And, you know, there's a lot of little things that's going to add up to equal in that.
And talking about effort and stuff, your defense showed a lot of that, but they still let up some big plays. What are you looking at your defense for next week?
Well, that's where the toughness comes in. I think we have tough guys, but they got to be tough enough to do what's right, you know, and they got to have the courage to do that. They have to trust their teammates to do that. They have to trust their coaches. And it's not just the defense. I mean, it's every every situation, and offense too. You know, so we're by no means is the offense just have a perfect game, you know. And I think we did not play very complimentary football at times in this game. And so that's something, you know, I mean, defense gets a pick. We don't score a touchdown. I was proud of Wyatt, you know, but we don't score a touchdown there. You know, and at the same time, we get the onside at the end, and then, you know, then we don't execute. So we had a chance, but now it's in the past. And so moving forward, we need to correct those things. Situationally, we need to be in sync. That takes unselfishness, and that takes focus, and that takes some toughness to stay that way, you know, to stay locked in. And I do think we were resilient. I don't think anybody tapped out. I don't think anybody ever, you know, was hanging their head. And to your point on the effort, no one was, oh man, this is over, you know. And that's why we had a chance, because these guys do believe in each other. And I think that's powerful, you know. And so moving forward, we just need more of that.
And Rylan Kiesling had that awesome mm-hmm. pick mm-hmm. in the third quarter, I think, maybe second quarter. And you still have this year and next year with him. What are some bright spots that you see coming forward?
Well, I think his consistency, you know. I mean, we say things like this all the time, but players make plays. And he's been in and out this week with some injuries and fighting through some stuff, and thought he showed a lot of guts, you know, similar to DeRolf. You know, he didn't have a full week, you know, at the same time, though, we got to get him well, he's a big part of our team, you know. And even not making plays, he's just a big part of our team. I mean, he's a leader by example, and you know, guys like that can't be afraid to speak up too, you know. And his consistency is a key to our success. So,
all right. So going into this next week against Anderson, what can we really see from your offense throughout the weekend practice and maybe in the game with some changes, obviously, with injuries and maybe illness mm-hmm. going into the game?
Well, you know, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. We don't know the extent of Keaton's injury, so we'll take that step by step. You know, first thing is we care about him. I mean, he's a heck of a kid beyond a running back. So, you know, he's going to be okay long term, you know what I mean? I just hope he's better short term for him, you know. And obviously he makes our team better too, but at the same time, we're always going to have some adversity with sickness. And I think Chris Chambers did an outstanding job this week helping our guys, and you know, he doesn't get enough credit probably, you know. And just really appreciate all he does. And then the same for the kids. I mean, they some of these guys work their butts off to get ready and play, you know. And they deserve a pat on the back for that, you know. So here we are now, and it's, you know, in those situations, it's next man up. I mean, you think about just the receiving core that we talked about. We had multiple guys step up, you know, and there's going to be other positions that are challenged this week, as they naturally are. I mean, you know, there's guys that did good. There's guys that need to do better, and there's going to be competition. That's what makes our team so good. I talked about that in the summer with our summer conditioning and stuff. You know, I mean, just the depth we have in some spots, you know, it that competition just drives us and makes us better. And from freshman to senior, you know, so, you know, at the beginning of the week, we talked about experience to the team, and I don't remember if I mentioned this on the radio or not, but I know I talked to the team multiple times about it. But experience only matters if you do something with it, you know. Experience isn't what happens to us, it's what we do with what happens to us. So I think that's a challenge for all of us. You know, what are we going to do with this? Are we going to walk around and hang our head, or are we going to be humble and own what the film says? And get better from it. And I feel like I know the character of this group, and you know, those that buy into that and those that own that will be better for it, and our team will be better for it. So looking forward to that.
All right, and also going into this next week, in the past years, you guys have really been kind of the victor over Anderson almost every time. Mm-hmm. So what's kind of your message to the team about when you play them?
Well, that's rat poison. That's what I would say, Michael, and you know that. So what we've done in the past doesn't matter. We beat Lebanon last year, and we didn't last night. So if we don't want to relive, you know, if we don't relive history here, we need to focus on us right now. And you know that too. That was a good question. But I will tell you 100%, if we want to talk about everything we've already done, then we're in trouble. So I think that's something every week, you know. I mean, it's fun to look at the polls. It's fun to see our conference do well, but we know our conference is good. So if we want to worry about, you know, Greenfield scoring 50 points on Beech Grove last night, then we need to maybe worry a little bit more about Anderson, you know. And if we're like, oh, it's going to be easy because Yorktown beat them, whatever, I don't even know the score yet. But Yorktown beat them last night. Well, we can't worry about that. We got to focus on us, and we got to focus on how we do things. And if we do that, no matter who we play, it'll take care of itself. So it comes back to simple, simple things. When I've told people this for a long time, and I learned it from my awesome parents. Like, when everything's crashing down on you and nothing seems good, you just got to go back to the basics. When you're struggling, you just got to go back to the basics. And that's what you got to lean on in tough times. And I don't even know that this is a tough time right now. This is a bit of a gut check, though, because we've worked all off season, then we didn't get the results we wanted. So I'm really excited to coach this team, and I'm really excited for this week. So I appreciate all you guys do, too. This radio program's top-notch.
Thank you so much for joining us on this morning, Coach Richmond. Good luck to you the rest of this season.
Yep, go Ravens.
Well, me and Liam are going to take a quick break, but when we return, we have an interview that Jonathan did earlier this week with Coach Davey. Then after that, it's an interview that Kellen did earlier this week with Wyatt DeBertrand. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, Installation and Maintenance. Located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-3838. Online at houseofservicehvac.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Optimal health through a natural approach located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Phone is 317-903-1791. Online at rhw-in.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. I'm your host, Jonathan Lambert, here with
Coach Kyle Davey.
All right, Coach. How long have you been playing soccer or coaching, obviously? And what got you, like, the idea that you wanted to coach soccer?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been playing soccer since I was 4 years old. Grew up playing high school, went to college, played soccer. It was in college where I truly fell in love with the game. Had some great coaches along the way, and I mean, I think that's one of the things that got me into coaching was the game has been good to me, so I wanted to give back to the game. Heading into the 14th year here at Pendleton Heights, and so it's been a lot of fun. Been enjoying it.
All right. Has the team been meeting like expectations that you want them to on the field?
Yeah, for sure. We just started our season. We played two games so far. The boys have shown very well these first couple games. For the varsity side, we've picked up two wins. First win against Garen Catholic, a 3-1 victory. And then last night we faced Hamilton Heights, had a 9-1 victory. The guys are doing really well. I mean, obviously there's still things that we need to continue to work on to get better at. But so far here early in the season, I mean, they're doing a great job. We sat down last Friday and, kind of came up with goals for the season and what we wanted to accomplish this year. And, right now we're on track to to do some great things. And so that's for the varsity. For the JV side, I mean, we've got a lot of new faces coming into the program. And so, you know, it's just with the JV, it's just getting all those guys to mesh and just build that chemistry together. But so far, I mean, they're meeting those goals and they're rising to the challenge. So, yeah.
So are the players executing, listening really well when it comes to what you're coaching them, and like, you know, any flaws, do they really understand when you try to fix that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it was last year we put in a new formation. And so, I mean, you know, last year was kind of a growth year, and this year is, you know, just fine tuning a lot of those details. The guys are responding well to what we're saying. You know, like I said, we've only had two games, and so, I mean, there's still some things that we want to see executed a little bit better, but so far, I mean, the guys are responding really well. They're working extremely hard, and, I mean, they're up for the task of us challenging them.
And another thing on your coaching, based on the league, what do you think, like, any coaching strategies or your style is based on any of those big games?
So, I mean, for us, I mean, we think we're the best team in conference. So for us, I think a big, huge challenge this season will be to stay locked in mentally. It may not be about the X's and O's. It'll be about us coming out, preparing and training, and then on game days, executing what coaches are putting out there. And I think the guys are up for that challenge. But yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing this year will be our mentality. And right now, I mean, the guys have a great heads on their shoulders. They're up for the challenge. They're excited. They're ready to go.
Do you think anybody's lacking discipline, and you're trying to work on that with anybody? Is there any like major problems at practice or in games?
No, not at all. I mean, this team is a fun team. Especially the varsity side. These guys have been playing, growing up and playing together since they were young, 4 or 5 years old. And so, I mean, those families, this group, I mean, they've kind of built their playing career up to this point. And they used to always talk and say how excited they were about this year. And so, I mean, this group is like a big family. They get along really well. They challenge each other in training. They hold each other accountable. They let each other know if they make a mistake and try and help each other with those mistakes and go forward. And, yeah, no, I mean, they're responding really well to us coaches, and yeah, they're doing great.
So what other, I guess, ages have you coached at?
Yeah, for sure. So just out of college, I mean, I've kind of coached it all. Starting with U11, I believe. I mean, so I coach high school, but then I also coach club team. And so, I mean, coach U11 up to U18 kids. I mean, all this age range. Right now I'm coaching my younger son's U14 team. So, I mean, I've kind of coached them all.
If you ever wanted to, like, put in or implement a rule into the soccer game, what do you think that would be?
It's an interesting one. Like with soccer, I mean, there's no timeouts. I know the competition committees have talked about it and tried to put that rule in. And I mean, I think that would be an interesting one. Just, I mean, as occasionally, I mean, like for us, I mean, we got to do what we got to do in training, and then it's up to the guys to execute in games. And so I think to be able to have a quick little 2-minute timeout or whatever, just to kind of refocus guys and get them locked in during a match, I mean, I don't think that would be a bad idea.
Yeah, that does seem pretty helpful, especially in games that are, you know, as big as that and right. As long. How do you inspire players that don't really see the field that much to keep playing and know they're essential to the team?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we have a few of those guys, and And right now, some of those guys are on our varsity squad are maybe sophomores who they're just not ready yet, or they're waiting for their turn to get their minutes. And I mean, it's a lot from me, but it's a lot from our upperclassmen too. Is just telling them to, hey, like, it's a long season, and soccer's a tough game, and there's going to be injuries, and I mean, you just have to be locked in and ready to go when your number's called. And so just keeping them motivated in training, making sure that they're doing the small things right. That way, when their number is called, they're ready to go. And so, I mean, for those younger guys, they know that one day they'll be the captain, they'll be the leaders of this team. And so it's talking to them about that and just holding them accountable and saying one day, you know, this program will be yours. And so, I mean, I think that's the best way to do it. And so that's how we keep them motivated.
And as you said, this year's been pretty fun. How do you keep team chemistry, like, in play at all times and, you know, try to improve your connections with each player?
For sure. Our program does a great job. I mean, just team dinners that we have this Saturday. We've got a pool party at one of the guys' houses. And just some of those things off the field that we do that get away from the game, build that team chemistry, build those connections with each other. Over the summer, we go to a team camp where we're off campus and we're staying in college dorms, and guys are hanging out, playing FIFA together, playing video games, and just building that chemistry there. And so, I mean, just getting the guys together and getting away from the game and just enjoying one another and learning each other. And that's a main one. I mean, chemistry is so big and so important to the success of the season. So it's very important to get that going and make sure that all the guys have that chemistry.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we're going to have for today. This was Jonathan Lambert and
Coach Kyle Davey
on the ASN Coaches Show for 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, senior living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Kellen Bowers, and joining me today is
Wyatt DeBertrand.
So, Wyatt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, so getting into the first question, how long have you been playing soccer?
So, I've been playing soccer my whole life, but I've been playing 4 years of high school, and I joined the varsity team my freshman year, but playing time really started my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. And what position do you play in soccer?
I play the 10. The 10's like attacking center mid. So mm-hmm. I work around defense and offense.
Okay. So did you like choose that position or you put into that position by the coach?
So to start my high school career, I played left back, which is like defense basically. Mm-hmm. And then we played HSC my sophomore year, and coach had a feeling that I was scoring a goal that game, I guess. And I did just that. So he moved me to the midfield for a while, and I played striker. And then this year I'm back at the midfield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like, what's the reason you got into soccer? Like what made you so like the feeling? Like what's behind that?
Well, I've been playing my whole life, but the reason I like stuck with it, I feel like it just, I've made a lot of friends through it. It's taught me like how to be disciplined, how to hard work, and just, you know, it really built my character a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next question. Like, reflecting on your journey as a player, what, like, tips or advice would you give to younger athletes in the sport?
I think the biggest thing with soccer is just training on your own. Because if all you're doing is practicing with the team and not taking any time yourself to get better and work on what you need to work on, you're just going to fall behind. It's so important.
And basing off that, like, what mental qualities do you think are essential for success in soccer? And, like, how do you work on developing them?
I think if you go into a game knowing you're the best player, you got to tell yourself that, and you're going to play a lot better. I've heard many stories of people just having, like, down heads, just thinking they can't do this or they can't do that, and then it leads just a bad game. You got to go into it with a I can do this mindset, and success will come.
So kind of like that, like if you're feeling nervous, like, or like you feel like super pressured, how do you, like, you know, get that under wrap and handle that?
Well, if we're going to like a big game, I think music helps me a lot, just like calming my mind, or just warming up, really, just taking it slow, talking to my friends, just getting back in my right mindset. That's all.
Okay. So what would you say is the most challenging aspect of playing soccer?
It's definitely the conditioning part.
Conditioning? Why? Like, what makes it so challenging?
Well, we're playing 80-minute games, 40-minute halves, and soccer is not like most sports. It's like continuous play. You're playing defense and offense. You gotta cover for your teammates. You gotta make runs. It's just you're running the entire game.
So, like, after high school, do you have, like, any goals in soccer, like, going past high school?
I'm not set on anything quite yet. Mm-hmm. I'd love to play college soccer. I want to do that my whole life. But recently I started kicking for the football team, and maybe we can find some success in there. So we're not sure yet, but college soccer is definitely on the table.
Okay. So with, like, kicking this, like, as you're a kicker for the football team, this could kind of count too, but like, how do you analyze and learn from like your past, like performances, like games?
Well, in kicking, it's all you. Like, you got to trust your holder, you got to trust your snapper, but it's just you and the field goal. So you got to take your own time, like I said before, on your own, work on your reps, work on just getting your form right. And then in game, you got to just trust yourself and trust your teammates that they'll do their job too.
So for you, how do you like stay inspired and like motivated to push like through a boundary you have, like you're struggling with?
I think one thing I struggle with is just recovery. I know it's one of the most important things, but like I tell myself I don't need to do it all the time, but my mistakes really do like help me like a lot, because in the past,
we said that one over.
It's fine. I can delete the audio. Yeah.
I had no idea how to answer that one.
It's fine. Okay, so if you know any professional soccer players, who do you feel like you play the most similar to?
Well, this is a very bold statement, but I like to think I play a little bit like Messi. I'm not as talented by any means, but he likes to dribble the ball and just attack the defense. And I feel like that really fits my style of play.
All right. So like, how have you like, how do you think you've changed since you like first started playing soccer compared to how you've grown now? Like, how big of a difference do you think you've gone?
I think the difference is pretty big, actually. So, like, my first two, like, years of high school soccer, I was a little bit, like, scared of contact because I'm a smaller guy. But my junior and senior year, I feel like I've really stepped up my physicality levels, and just my off-season work has really, like, translated to my season.
Okay, so next, like, how, like, basing off, like, teams or, like, if the, like, you know, the ground is, like, wet and soggy, how do you, like, do you, like, change anything about your play style to help combat those?
You really just got to play through it. Like, in football, like, wind, that's something that really, it will bother you, but you got to tell yourself that, like, you can fix this and you can account for it, and you can get your job done in soccer. When the grass is wet, of course, it's going to like make controlling the ball a little bit more difficult. But we've practiced through it, and we've trained for these conditions, so we're ready to play for it.
So, like, do you have any, like, memorable moments from experiences from, like, your soccer career, football career that had, like, a significant impact on you?
I think one of the biggest things in soccer that was important to me was, like I mentioned earlier, that HSE game my sophomore year. Having one of my first games, being able to play up top and scoring two goals on one of the best teams that we played that season was just really memorable to me. And then another big thing in soccer for me was through my club season, I played for Indy Premier, and we made it to the state finals, which we unfortunately lost, but it was a really cool experience.
Nice. So, like, did you learn anything from those experiences to help you get better?
Yeah, like, losing in the state finals, that's a horrible feeling, but it really taught me what I do need to work on. And I did just that. So in the summer, I worked my butt off, and I made sure I had my conditioning up, because that's something I did struggle with. And then I made sure my first touch was a lot better, too.
Okay, so final question. Would you rather play, like, exceptionally, but your team loses the match, or you play, like, a rough match and not so great, but your team wins the game?
I'd definitely rather win the match. In soccer, it's a team sport. Obviously, you want to play a good game and all. You want to score the goals. But if that's your mindset that you only want to be the one to play good, then your team's going to fail. You gotta work as a team. You got to have each other's back. And you just got to be there for each other. That's all.
Okay, so that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me. We'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at 1 Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at cowanchiropracticcenter.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the ASN Coach Show. If you're just joining us alongside Liam Davis, I am Michael Hooker. It's our last segment of the Coach Show, me and Liam. We're going to go over some upcoming events here at the high school, mainly athletic events for this next week. But Liam, today, girls golf. They are a fall sport. Boys golf is in the spring. Girls golf has a tournament at Elwood High School tonight. I believe, what is that, county?
It is county.
Yeah, so they have the county tournament. So show your support out there. I don't really know much about golf, but I know I'm not very great at it. So we're going to leave it to the girls and boys at the high school that play golf. But Liam, what do you think about this girls golf team? You think they can do it this year?
I think they can if they just have the heart and spirit of it. And if they can just hit the ball down the middle in the fairway like they should all the time, and they will be able to because they're good golfers, then I think we have a chance to win that county championship.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's easier said than done to hit the ball straight down the middle because sometimes, you know, wind, you can slice it right, you can hook it left, or you can just top the ball and it not go very far. So sometimes golf is hard. Golf is a very hard sport, I've come to find. Also, I believe, what, girls volleyball has a match today or a tournament at 9?
Yeah, they have their first game is at 9 o'clock in the morning against North Decatur and Lawrence North later in the day.
Okay. So if you can't make it to golf or you don't have anything else to do today, go support the girls' volleyball team. They're a very solid team. They're going to have a tough tournament starting with North Decatur, you said?
Yeah.
So go support them. Go show them support. They need all the support they can get this year. I think they definitely have a good shot at going far in the tournament this year. Obviously, it's going to be tough with Yorktown on the schedule. Yorktown, one of the best teams, I think the best team in the state, actually. But yeah, go show some support for them. Obviously, we have the football game on Friday this week. Don't need to speak much into that. We already spoke about that. So does volleyball have any other games this week?
The 27th, they play Noblesville at Noblesville. And then the 29th, they play at home against Mount Vernon.
Okay, so definitely show out for the Mount Vernon game. We always love playing Mount Vernon. It's kind of a school rivalry between us and them. So definitely show out for that. Obviously, the soccer has some events coming up this week, right? Boys yes. and girls, I believe.
Boys soccer, the 26th, they play against Muncie Burst at home. The 27th, they play at Muncie Central. And the 29th, they play at Hamilton Southeastern.
Okay, so three games for them this week. Kind of a lot of action for the soccer team, but they're very conditioned. They run a lot. They're very conditioned. They're ready. I think definitely this team is very, very solid. We saw that against Hamilton Heights winning 9-1. Obviously, you guys heard what their head coach, Coach Davey, had to say about it. You heard what Wyatt DeBertrand had to say about it. So really, this team is very confident. They have a lot of good senior leadership. You know, Jack Weffling, Grayson Hoovermail, Wyatt DeBertrand. They have a lot of good leadership there. But they also have some younger guys. Dylan John, only a junior. He's a very solid player for that team. I even think Jack Chamberlain, very good. Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Jackson Chamberlain. Very, very solid player, very solid defender. So I think really this team, they have the depth. They have the youth. They have the experience. I think this is a very solid team. But what about girls soccer? I mean, they're coming off of a tough loss to Noblesville. Who do they have on the schedule for this week?
Yeah, so the 26th, they play at Lawrence North. The 28th, they play at Carmel. And the 31st, they play at Avon at 11:30.
Okay, so another tough week. Carmel in there. Carmel's big school, obviously. They're known for their big win streak in state for the girls swimming, but not just that. They're good at a lot of sports. You know, Carmel is a very big school, so you'd expect them to be good at those sports. So I'm excited for soccer this week, boys and girls. So then next up, boys tennis. I know Owen Keene. A very solid tennis player for the boys team. Do they have any matches this week? Or
I couldn't find any on their schedule, so I don't think so. But, you know, they still have Austin Perney, who's a good player. He's can be a leader on that team. He's a senior. Owen Keene, he's a junior. Jagan Sulch is a junior. They're both really good tennis players.
Yeah, I mean, this boys tennis team is a very solid team. I'm hoping that they do really well this year. They have senior leaders. They have juniors that are stepping up. I think a couple sophomores are even getting in there as well into the mix. So really, this team has youth. They have the experience, just like the soccer team does. And I think they can definitely make a big splash in the tennis scene this year. Cross country. We forgot about cross country. Their season is in full swing now. I know Zachary White, Nico White, who plays on the football team, his younger brother. He's one of our top runners. Benson Davis, Ava Gerald for the girls. Very solid team. I think they definitely have some good runners who can make it far in the tournament. I think Ava Gerald went pretty far last year, so hopefully she can repeat that this year. Overall, exciting week of sports coming up. We have a Mount Vernon game. Love to see it for girls volleyball, so we definitely need to go support that. Any students listening, we need to show out, fill out the student section. But that will pretty much do it for me and Liam here this morning. We hope you all enjoyed this presentation of the ASN Coaches Show. Thank you to all of our sponsors who support the radio station to make things like this possible. Thank you to all those who tuned in. We hope you had a fantastic morning and hope to you have a fantastic day. You are listening to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Get jiggy with everyone at the WEEM studios by tuning in to the best 90 songs
on 90s at 9 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Totally radical, dude.
91.7 WEEM.